Sarah Harris Kanmah Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Schoolmaker, and this week we're focusing on the Midah of being down the cop's thoughts of judging people favorably and not being critical. Okay, we spoke last time, yesterday, about the idea of finding a flaw in ourselves, of like when I see something in somebody else to reflect back and say, where's this flaw in me? And sometimes we really have to use poetic license in order to understand what does this mean, kol haposel b'mumo posel, that anybody who is critical of somebody else has that flaw in himself. A friend of mine who's a teacher in a seminary once did some incredible exercise with her students on this topic. She just randomly chose and said, could somebody tell me something that they're very critical of? A girl raises her hands and she says, it really bothers me when I see the local kids in Yerushalayim throw empty wrappers on the floor, Bamba and chocolate milk, and it really bothers me. Yerushalayim is supposed to be the city of beauty, Klilat Yofi, and how come the children who live in Yerushalayim don't bother to keep Jerusalem clean? Bothers me. So the teacher says, okay, great, let's work with this and let's find the Gemara. Let's find how this applies to the Gemara of Kol HaPosel B'Mumo Posel. That if you see a flaw in somebody else, it means that it exists in you. So the teacher says, let's start. Do you ever litter? The girl says, no, never. Absolutely not. Where I live, you even get a fine if you litter. She said, okay, what does your dorm room look like in school? Do you have stuff all over the floor? She says, no, actually not. I'm an eat freak. So the teacher says, okay, let's keep going. Where do you ever drop things and make a mess? The girl was quiet for a moment, and then she said something just amazing. She said, sometimes I drop a comment and I make a real mess. Sometimes I drop a friend and I make a real mess. And the teacher smiled and said, you see, the Gemara says, kol haposel b'mumo posel. If you're critical of kids who drop things on the floor and make a mess, where is that in you? And it was such an incredible, unplanned give and take. We may be critical of people who don't come on time, and maybe we're very punctual. But maybe there are other things where we don't come on time. Maybe we are late to make peace when we have an argument with somebody. We just don't do it in a timely fashion. Or maybe we don't own a mistake in a timely fashion, so we kind of come late with our apologies. There are all kinds of things where maybe somebody's lack of punctuality is actually found in me. But again, you have to use your poetic license to get there. But the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us that instead of being critical of other people, we should use opportunities to grow and to contemplate, to deflate the situation away from the person who we're critical of, take the topic and explore our relationship to the topic. Okay, I'd like to end with an idea from Rav Tzvi Meyer Zilberberg, big tzaddik in Yerushalayim. He says, what are you supposed to do when you notice somebody's flaws? He brings a mashal, and I kind of like translated this mashal to like a woman's type of mashal, so excuse the funniness of this mashal. Let's say you see a woman walking down the street. She's very well dressed, except she doesn't realize that her slip is falling down or that she has a rut in her stockings or a button open. What do you do? Three possible responses. Sometimes you walk over to the person and tap them on the shoulder and say, cutie, sweetie, honey, your slip is falling down. Something that's often done by women over the age of 80. Option number two, you look at the person, you gawk, you stare, you laugh, usually done by children under the age of 5. So if you're between the age of 5 and 80, what do? You often just look away. Because you're kind of embarrassed for the other person. that you see something that they don't see in themselves. The nimshel is that when you see a flaw in someone's character, you could either point it out to them, but there are very few people who could actually give rebuke properly. It's a topic of its own. But only in a situation where you're not going to make the person rebel and not embarrass them, very few people can really actually tap someone on the shoulder and tell them about their flaws. To actually point at them and gawk and stare, that's like over-focusing on somebody's negative. And it's really childish behavior. So what are we supposed to do when we see a flaw in another person? We're supposed to look the other way because we're kind of embarrassed for them that we caught them in a flaw that they don't realize that we noticed. And you know what other people do after that? They often look themselves to see if their slip is falling down. And that symbolizes the fact that we all don't want to be caught in our flaws. So let's end with the Mishnah that we started with. Have done as kol ha'adam l'kafzchot, judge the whole person favorably. When you go to a museum, if you're looking at a world-famous picture, the Mona Lisa, what do people do? They stand back and they take in the whole picture. So let's say a tourist would walk in and come up to the corner of the picture from up close with a magnifying glass and focus on a speck. We would say to this person, "You don't know how to appreciate a work of art. That's not how you look at art." Every Jew is a work of art. And I step back and I take in the whole picture, the whole person, Kol Adam. I don't want to be the kind of person who over-focuses on a flaw and doesn't appreciate the beautiful person in front of me. Thank you so much for learning with us.